Indian country was watching this week as Congresswoman Deb Haaland faced confirmation hearings to become the first Indigenous Secretary of the Interior. For many young tribal citizens across our region, this was must-see TV. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr spoke to some of them.
17-year-old Jasmine Wildcat is a star student in Riverton, Wyoming, not the type to skip class. But on Tuesday, a piece of history was unfolding that she just couldn't miss.
The committee meets today to consider nomination of Representative Deborah Haaland to be the Secretary of the Interior. It was so good to see
you. It is just super monumental, and it's just so inspiring to, you know, not only just me, but probably to like other Native women.
I'm joining Jasmine on Zoom as she watches Haaland give an opening statement and face her first round of questions. Jasmine's 22-year-old sister, Christy, is Zooming in as well. She points out that Haaland is wearing traditional Pueblo jewelry.
She is really decked out in turquoise, if you must know.
There's no question that fossil energy does and will continue to play a major role in America for years to come.
See right there, I wonder if one of the committee members kind of sighed with relief.
Both Jasmine and Christy know that at least a few senators probably can't be won over.
They've already, you know, stereotyped her as radical.
The Wildcat sisters know a thing or two about being stereotyped as a radical Indigenous woman. They're citizens of the Northern Arapaho tribe and both have left-leaning politics. They grew up going to majority white schools in deep red Wyoming.
Yeah, Barras was talking. Can you just turn it up?
Right, he's your senator. So you guys must be interested in what he has to say.
Yeah.
Should the federal government continue to permit oil and gas wells in this country?
Yes, and I believe that's happening.
He's being super condescending. He's.
I did not like any part of that. Just the way he was. He wasn't asking the question. It was more like of an attack.
Christy and Jasmine say this is more than usual partisan politics at a committee hearing. They recognize what Haaland is facing from their own experience, times they've been the only Native woman in the room.
So seeing it on like a federal level, it's like mind-boggling.
Major eye roll. You're like, what's new? Even if I could get this high role, you're still going to talk down to me.
It's a dynamic they're familiar with, and they're taking notes on how Haaland pushes back. A few hundred miles south in Haaland's congressional district, students at Albuquerque's Native American Community Academy are also taking this in.
We are going to be talking today about the confirmation of Deb Haaland.
That's history teacher Nick Filippi, a citizen of the Acoma Pueblo. He's leading a discussion with 15 or so of his middle schoolers on Zoom. He explains that the Interior Department plays a major role in the lives of Indigenous Americans.
So with that in mind, what kind of impact does this have on our communities?
I think that it's important and it's good that there's a Native American woman being heard.
Eighth grader Malila Deshini is a citizen of the Navajo Nation.
I think a lot of people are very, biased, I think, about Natives and or often associated with like alcohol, not being very smart, kind of stuff like that.
The 13-year-old says Haaland is living proof that those are just racist stereotypes, not rooted in reality. And she says she's glad that Native people will have a voice in the new presidential cabinet.
Because I think it's important for like all voices to be heard, not just one-sided stories.
Her classmate, 14-year-old Juliano Harding, is also Navajo. He agrees.
Because we never like had a chance in the government, but now we can. She's like standing up for us and she's trying to help us.
The following morning, Haaland faced more tough questions from senators in the second and final round of her confirmation hearing. Back in Wyoming, the Wildcat sisters were trying to tune in between their schoolwork. Both young women have big dreams. They say Haaland makes their aspirations tangible.
I realize that, you know, I can do whatever I want. Christy can do whatever she wants. You know, she can eventually be president.
It's just awesome because I can see myself in her and I'm like, okay, well, she put her mind to it. Like, I aspire to be like that someday.
As they pursue their goals, Christy and Jasmine Wildcat say Deb Haaland gives them a real person to admire and a real path to follow. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.